A mighty wind stretches out from heaven and comes down as power that shakes the earth. Here is the will of God Almighty, all-powerful with a strong authority and dominion. In our midst is a man who walks with God, a man with a mandate from heaven, sent to preserve, to prosper, and to align the lives of God's children towards rulership and enthronement. As a nation set on a hill that cannot be hidden, so is the limitless child of God. For we are privileged to hear God's voice in this generation by the spirit of prophecy that establishes and plants the agenda of God upon the earth. You are listening to Limitless Worship Fellowship with Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. For indeed, mountains melt before us like wax.
Thank you, Jesus. It doesn't bring joy. If need be, switch it off. Please. How are you guys able to sing with this thing? I think we should give this thing out. It is very, it's not very good. Hallelujah. He says in his presence. In his presence. It's fullness of joy. Okay, full plate. Full plate of wonderful things.
Amen.
Something you will confirm.
Amen.
Something you will confirm. That actually in his presence. You know, there is a habit of seeking God casually. When you go in, you know, before his presence. By the way, the Spirit of God tells me that we should first pray. Maybe you come here and learn. I'm joking. You should first learn to, you know, organize it. For some reason, you fear the dark. And I'm seeing it a lot here. You see, this light you see, the association.
Yes.
You think it can actually protect you from certain things. Do you realize that the devil operates during the day as well? Is how you don't get it. The light that you should have when you are sleeping. I'm canceling all nightmares.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Concerning nightmares, for some reason you can't sleep. And he says he gives sleep to those in that.
Yes.
You know, some of you are not aware of such. You sleeping, you think you look great. Some of you, just your husband. Immediately, your husband is just there. Why are you? You see that? We came carrying the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then we come here, we carry the Holy Ghost. Now just pray. Just pray, all of you who are really scared of the dark. All you need is the revelation of God, which is really the light of God. To know that actually, even when you're sleeping, there are angels.
Amen.
Angels protecting you. I'm telling you.
Amen.
And you need to intensify the awareness of that.
Yes.
Just take a few. Whoever fears the dark. Thank you, Jesus. Masira Kalapara Masoka. Sira Bakori Masara. Minute in the spirit, please. All of a sudden, now you fear the devil. You don't know why, but actually, now those are tendencies of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Let me take it a notch higher. At some point, it's not really this kind of water, the dark or whatever, but anything dark, you're scared. You're scared. Yes, pray. In other tongues, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Don't anticipate dark forces. Thank you, Jesus. Take advantage of the presence of God right now in the name of Jesus. Masera Robore Masida. Rokosira Rebra Masoro Brema Karabode Barama. Sikara Kosira Rambre Masera Tezara Borema. Thank you, Jesus. Foro Brema Sira Raborema. Brema Sira Rambrema Karabore Barabarama. Father, I root out every dark tendency. Every dark tendency. Father, in the name of Jesus. I root them out of their hearts, out of their souls and faith in the name of Jesus. Now they live in freedom. The freedom that you give. In the name of Jesus. The freedom that comes with your power.
Amen.
To crush all tendencies of the enemy. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm still seeing a lot of things, but it's okay. It's okay. You know there's how we are worried. So worried. I don't know why you are worried. I'm picking from your spirit. It's a good day. It's a wonderful, powerful day.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a day. Huh? Maybe I should not start with that. A lot of children of God fear to provoke. Did I use the word fear? Really not fear, but you know the daring spirit. The daring spirit. You see? Huh? There was a day when a man became the weather forecast for the entire region.
Yes.
Okay. Elijah, is he going to rain tomorrow? What? You know, that didn't come casual.
Yes.
And he said that until I say so, then it will come. Can you imagine a guy healed? Actually, it says that, it's found actually in James. You give me James. James 5, I guess. James 5, 17, they are wrong. James, please hurry up. You look a sharp man, so hurry up. You see, now he's putting this guy. What? You man. You need to go to a Sunday school, increase the intensity. Increase that word, because it's excellent to be quick, but also to capture the spirit. Elias, which is really Elijah. Yeah?
Yes.
This is Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions, as we are. He was subjected to rain. The weather increased. Yeah? Brokenness at some point. Remember when actually he was so heartbroken, and then the Lord gave him meat. This guy went the baggage all through a certain season. Eh? And then when he approved, right then what? He was in a baggage. You see, we say these things as joking. You think most of them fail to take advantage of that. Can you really eat a burger? Can you decide to eat a burger? Yeah? Okay, burgers, eh? Because they are different types. Chicken burger. Yeah? Yeah? I see Renee's work. She's what? But man, for me it's melted. If it's not melted, then he says, Elijah, or Amos, was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly. He prayed earnestly. Another version says fervently, that it might not rain. Can you imagine this guy? But also rain can mean two things. It can mean, you know, the abundance is not flowing at your home. And in any way, be it marriage or whatever, you understand it. But also it can mean the other thing. You see, the good thing. I mean, you know, the bad thing. Imagine a guy stands there and says, it will not rain at your home. Someday I was passing, I was coming from what? She remembers. We were coming from Mombasa. Kunda, that stretch. Then we reached Likoni there. But before we reached Likoni, I don't desire for anyone of you to stay in Likoni. It's not a good place. Someday you will know. So this guy who was driving tells me, now you see the last time the president said certain president, I think he said more, yeah. He said, his house has went down. Meaning, there are territorial things happening there. Which commander now want the trousers to be down? You see? Okay, imagine a guy six hours and says, now here. His trousers. Who remembers that story? Most of you don't remember. The guy's trousers went down. So it's troubled one. You see? So we have men like that. Who determine the course of things? I resist. There's big. See? Now that one will not happen, then it will not happen. I'm saying so because I just triggered it outside there. I'm saying there is a man who can actually be with a focus. Yeah. Yes. Now imagine if some focus scientists were actually in the depth of your Elias. Is there anyone called Elias or what? Or your grandpa? You see? You see? So, the scientists, what would those things? I remember someday, you know, my father, Prophet Elvis, he saw the inauguration of Trump. And I see a storm. Who remembers that day? Then, the weather forecast is actually at what anticipated. What, sun? What? It's going to shine. What? You see it? But the man, well before it happens, then the record of the inauguration. I did it that day. I mean, at some point. I told some, you know, some people here. And they say, the day Uhuru, it was Uhuru, 2017. I say, man, I see a wet day.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yes.
So you are not into guesswork. Train or what? You see it? A time comes and you provoke certain things. You have a daring spirit. This has nothing to do. You see it? Give me 2 Corinthians. Let me relate it to something here. 2 Corinthians, I think it's 4. Where it says that we have these earthen vessels. Earthen vessels. Please hurry up. Earthen vessels. 2 Corinthians. I think it's 4. Why we look not at things which are seen. Is it the one? Earthen vessels. Earthen vessels. Earthen to mean earth again. So Loma, can you help him? Okay, yes, got it. But we have this treasure. Now, there's a treasure you have on the inside of you. I'm telling you, only that is not yet provoked and dared into motion. The day you will know this, you actually stop fearing your Asian bosses. Say it. The day you will get to know this, there is a treasure there that needs to be provoked and awakened. You see, you know, you can put all these things in motion. We shall go into the detail of it. But you see, the biggest challenge is the construction of it. Now, you take me back to Mr. Elias. You see, how many years were this? I love the version which says, time, half time. You see, time to mean a full year. You know, it's like, hi. You see? See? Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed earnestly that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. For 3 good years and 6 months, the land is not seeing rain. But meanwhile, in his backyard, he's eating burgers. Did this man know a dry season? Please, we say these things, and actually, most of you get caught up in them unknowingly. Because when you started constructing, you know, some people now, these were 3 years. And the guy is, no, he actually, rain was not in his consciousness. Some of you constructed for about a month. Say, but this prophet thinks. No. You see, and then you give up. You see, in partnership was that. And now it's, you see, a nature like yours. A nature like ours. Meaning that that which he had was seated in an earthly vessel. Earthly vessel. We shall get there. You guys follow me closely. Let me not speak Greek here. I'm speaking a very great heavenly language here that actually you must catch on, and then you move with it, and then you see things happening for you. 1, 2, 3, just like that. So you see, some people, maybe a month is even fine. Today, after we get out here, you go back into your, you see, your tendencies of what, Lord, why? Those Lord, why? Why is it? You see, you remember they came, and then the Lord said, let there be. There was a treasure I was using to put things in motion. And then that thing was okay, easy. You see it? Now when you understand this, you will stop actually asking, how can I? Okay, we tell people that tomorrow, about this time, you'll surely be in a better place. As in, how? You see, because the construction of it has a hit sub deep. It is just, operated on that a thin kind of vessel. But also, let me bring it out like this. A lot of you here are seeking the earthen vessel, not the treasure in me. Recently, I met a certain lady. Now, these are two people that I'm meeting. Now, the earthen vessel would mean, you know, your structure, your whatever. You know these things. You see, it could be passions and all that. All these things. Those limitations around the person. Remember that great prophet who used to drink a lot? You know, he would raise dead bodies. Yeah? You see, I think it's brother or something. You see, now, if you are seeking the earthen vessel, you might actually miss out on the treasure in it. So this lady, I meet her, and yes, it is here. I mean, you are very young. Now she missed out on the treasure in the earthen vessel, which is young. From that moment, I knew she had lost it. Still, I met with another guy. This was, I think, what? 2018. First of all, he took me to a Kadinji place there. Yeah? What's that place? Opposite commercial. Not opposite commercial. Kenko. Ambassador. Ambassador House. I'm here. So I've not entered Ambassador before. So I said, okay, okay. So reach there, man, we are. Oh. So what? So he got up like this, yeah? And then as he's sitting, he said, but you are young! Because that's what not yet he expected. Remember, it was the same attitude with Jesus as well. But we know his sisters and brothers. Because they were just looking at the earthen vessel. That actually, you know, which can actually fade off and phase off and all that. You understand? Eh? That which is on the inside has to be really provoked. Eh? I'm talking about the workings of the Spirit of God. Eh? The revelation. Eh? And then you set it in motion. Please don't give up on it. Eh? Don't just try it 1 month, 2 months, and then you are. You think that Elijah didn't know that the rest of the people did not need any water? I said, ah, man, buggers are still in stock, so maybe if it rains, guys will storm on his what? Buggers. You know, as you are starting to bite like this, you hear no. This time. <Mr. laughs> No, joking. Most of you did those things. I did them. We not blowing that. So you don't have people to work. And sometimes the food would fall and run. Earthen vessels. You see it? You have the dike in your neighbor as what? You know, maybe he has a small need here and there. Help them. You know, that's why he says that he who welcomes a righteous man. Righteous man is the brethren level. You got that one. A righteous man is actually every other child of God, brethren. So you welcome them, then you get those benefits. In Greek, it's simple. Yeah, I don't know why people confuse them to borrow and what. Also, you should speak some Greek the right way. So that you understand. She says, was a man with a nature like ours. I think first. You see it? You take me back to, you know, that treasure. All of you have that treasure. But it is deeply asleep. I'm telling you the truth. You can actually consider to be. I say, this one, no. This one, no. This, you see it?
Yes.
But we have this treasure in acting actually that thing, that treasure, for it doesn't fade off. It doesn't deteriorate. Remember when Paul again said that though our bodies are wasting away, but the inner man is really renewed and going strong and strong and strong and strong. You must know those things. Otherwise, every Tom, Dick, and Harry will disturb you and what? Then what? Pull your what? Everywhere. The prophet, I find this. I read this business. I wanted the buyers to ask. Only that you haven't yet awakened that thing. Isaiah 52. Give me Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52, very quickly. Your hands should not move from the word. Listen, but your hands are like this. Awake, awake. So you see, this is something actually sleeping. By the time he comes to say awake, meaning that actually something is asleep. You understand it? You see, he didn't say awake but sleep. No, he said awake. Okay, in other words, awaken that thing. So what is he saying? Put on thy strength. Put on your strength. That means your strength. We're talking about that, you know, whatever, that treasure.
Yes.
You see, oh Zion, that Zion, put on thy beautiful garments. Thy beautiful garments. There's something wonderful and so beautiful about you. Yes. Now you see, that something needs to be awakened. Actually, how do you awaken it? By actually becoming so conscious of it, let it consume you at some point. Eh? You see, you've been building on the life as told to you by a foreign teacher. They are good teachers. We have Patricia here, what? Patricia McDonald and all that. Well, I tell you, no, that's our students. You see, you get it. So, you know, they have also, I'm saying that they're actually foreign what teachers, but as well foreign ministers. I'm telling you the truth. You look at the guy, for them actually they are into, you know, guys are stuck. No, the Spirit of God told me. This way we have to repent for our sins. 21 days. 21 days. Yeah? God knows what we're talking about. 21 days. And you see, you can actually do the 21 days, but until you awaken that thing, you are just a joker. Right? That's actually why the enemy comes teasing you here and there, and then you are knocked open. And then you begin, oh Lord, I want those things. Eh? That how is actually when he told you awake, awake. Only that actually you didn't. You see? Eh? Every Friday we are here to awaken that. We are here to awaken that. Listen, put on your beautiful garments, not your ugly garments. You know, ladies here, let me look here. But also some men. Actually, you don't believe that you are cute. That's not really beautiful. Cute. So you try. So what are the boosters? Yeah. For example, boost this hair, what? Boosters and what? Boost what? What are they called? Huh? Boosters and what? No, supplements. You know you can eat supplements and what? Yeah? But until you come down to this, you have a hidden treasure. You don't know how to put it in motion. Can you imagine you walk and you think that actually, you know, some things are not matching or at the gap? That's a bad thing. Yeah. You see, that's why he says that, lay your burdens. Okay. You see, but actually, you sing it as somebody can't click because you know something is missing here. Yeah, they are Calvary, they are, but you see, did I sing the right things?
Yes.
You know, sometimes I don't know these things. You know, I'll give you a story. Kushangilie, the song Kushangilie. Where are the coastal guys here, man? Yeah. Are you one chef? Awake, awake. Who told you? Listen. Justin, I expect you to pull off some moves. But you are there, you say, hey, I'm following that. Imagine another one. Some of you think it's a joke. We will not measure the amount. This is actually an hour. You know, some of you are funny. It's funny. It's funny. Are you there for Mrs. Peter? Tomorrow. Awake. So liars go to hell and on food. You wish they are panting and sweating. Put on your beautiful garments. You see, oh Jerusalem, still Zion and Jerusalem, you are still the same person. You see, the holy city. Actually, do you believe that you are holy? You see, also that has to be awakened. Then actually, there is nothing that can separate you from His love. But His love is everything. Actually, He is that thing called love. So when He says, nothing can separate me from the love of God, He's actually talking about Himself. You see, the person of God, actually His name is Jesus.
Amen.
You see, I know some people here, if you are to mention Jesus. You see, Christ is the anointing. Jesus was that vessel that, you know, where that thing sat. You get it?
Yes.
But actually, that name is also sanctified and purified and so powerful. Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus. It's actually the same thing whereby actually, where you can be troubled and some of you text full of it. Things are bad. So what you're doing there is that you want to invoke and provoke something. No, it's a South Sudanese guy. They can't say pro. Say prophet. Where there's P, they put F. Where there's F, so they can't say people. Say people. Don't tell them. Because I realize there's no one. Unless you sneaked and I failed to pick you up. So it says, for the uncircumcised. You see here, so that when the uncircumcised kind of conditions and what, because this uncircumcised, it doesn't mean really the, you know what you guys know. But actually, it's those guys that bring negativity around you. Yeah. The uncircumcised, the guys that bring anything else but the revelation of God. Revelation of God, that which can actually relieve you, not relieve, but set you free. You understand?
Yeah.
So the uncircumcised. And the unclean, you see? Here, the unclean doesn't mean really the men that don't sin and what, or don't have challenges here and there. No, but the unclean, they are perverted and diverted already. Yeah. Those are the unclean people. Negative guys shall no longer come to you. So meaning here that there is a certain treasure you need to awaken. So that when the answer comes and the unclean come, they can't enter. Actually, you give me that version where they say, where it says that they can't enter you. Wake up, Ozan. Clothe yourself with strength. Put on your beautiful clothes, O holy city of Jerusalem. For the unclean and godless people will enter your gates no longer. It's here. It's actually here. You need to awaken this thing. You have that, all of you have it, only that. You don't know it. You see it? I didn't mention, I didn't watch. I finished with the other guy who banged the mesa. Said, but you are young. Okay, I thought that was a compliment. But if I had unveiled the earthen vessel of years, you see, of course I could see that he's detached. The moment he started actually concentrating on the earthen vessel, even that lady. The moment, now anything that I was speaking and all that, so he missed out on the revelation. That could actually set him free or set them free. All he started seeing was you were too young, what? Actually, he started even saying, so I mentioned my years to her, because she was quite elderly. And he says, even my last born is older than you. Now you see it. At that vessel, so he's missing out on the treasure. You've met such guys. We talked for about an hour. And I said, my religion is terrible. Religion is terrible. Yes. So he said, Elias, go back to Elias. Who's really Elijah? Was a man with a nature like ours. And he prayed honestly. So for him to invoke and provoke certain things, there was something that he needed to awaken. Pray, actually. But actually, do we know how to even pray? Do you know? I've met actually a lot of you. But prophet, I prayed and I even trusted. Follow it. Do you know what? Do you know? For you, you were there. Yes, there. But for you, do you know what? Is it there that nobody, if you know me, I'll just look at you and I will laugh. Because I know that you are so, you know what's going on. Many times I know what's really going on. So I will laugh at you. No wonder some of you that have met me, even here, said, man, that guy was joking most of the time. Man, I joke a lot. You see? But was it preaching or what? So yeah. He said, did you remember that? He said, but I think whatever that guy was saying was for another person. I thought it was the word. Even actually after provoking and invoking that you were born actually in July. You see? Yeah. But my mother was confusing it with what? which month are you? Which one are you celebrating? She said, what? July. I proposed her here and there, but for her, now another one also. What was I told her? You see, she said, for me, I want, when I come to that what? Fellowship, I want prophet to, to tell me the person who is bewitching my mother. Okay, for me, I'm just there. Looking for who is bewitching who. I forsake the revelation of God. What are you like? And I say, you know it. We have actually seen men preaching these things. And then they forsake this. They forsake to awaken these treasures. To preach about demons that you see. A guy will stand with some water somewhere. You see them burning and what? Wiping what? Now the demon, what? Yeah, what? Casting and what? Praising and what? Now that's demon called what? Now when you, what? The demon? You see, and then you forsake this. Why are you so concerned about demon? What erases that? Actually, what we call the revelation of God, the light. They fear the light. You pump yourself with this treasure on the side of you. I'm telling you, demon, what is happening? You are too, you know, okay, not here. They are what? Guys out there. You see it? Amen. And you see, they've actually, these things have come in as someone there. And then when you say, it's why, man, what preaching and the courage, yes, yeah, what, yeah. But what are they talking about? Cutting and naming demons here and there. Man, I'd rather know the name of an angel than the name of a demon. Yes, yes. At least I would know that angel Michael comes. You know, like this, and then what this one he does. You know, Gabriel comes and what? You see it. But now, yeah. It comes. Okay, then it comes at once. Remember that man of God I told you about? Who made demons snap? He didn't detect it. Because the pressure in him was not awakened. This pressure is actually the true revelation of God. That casts light. Casts light. And you will know that all this has been here and I didn't know. Yeah? It is actually when Jacob. He woke up. Remember his words. See? I could actually slap a demon and I didn't know it. You see it? I thought he would be there. You see it? He said, this is Jacob. Then Jacob awoke. You see here? Again, it's now awakening. It's waking up here. And what are you waking up to? Some of you have actually woken up to. You know Bill Gates is not a scientist. He's not a medic. But he's the guy controlling the vaccine kind of work. So yeah, no, Bill Gates said that what? You guys, corona is real. Remember the church the other side? I almost slapped a certain lady. And he says, okay, you're not prophet, you know, I know for you a prophet, you know, you are a prophet, but also, but she's a doctor, and I'm, who are this baby here? She was actually a baby. Scripture calls it a babe. Young, you don't know these things. You don't know the revelation of God. You don't know. Actually, that's where Jesus, I think you can look for it. He said, as if he blessed them. He said, Lord, he first laughed. Actually, you know, the scripture says actually he laughed. He first laughed. He said, Lord, man, I thank you. Because, man, you've hidden these things to them and given it to the babes. Now, who are babes? When you put yourself in a place of wanting to learn more. Babes, young, you are allowing the revelation of God to flow. You are ever interested. Now those are babes. He said, at that time Jesus answered it and said, no, you bring where he says left. Okay, you don't have it. So I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven, and earth. Eh? Meaning everything is easy. That you have hidden these. Eh? talking about the treasure here.
Yes.
God's talking things they don't understand. From the wise, from Bill Gates, and prudent. You know, some of you think that to speak in good English, it's how to know how to preach. Yeah, that guy, man. You see? And then he was, but for you, you are prudent. Because you can actually miss out. And you're just looking at the earthen vessel, the prudent vessel. And then you miss out on the light, which is really the revelation. You see? Ezekiel talking. He said it here indirectly. And he said, and I have revealed them to babes. Now, you can actually be a babe here. But a babe in that kind of way, you want to be filled with the revelation of God. Now, if you're not a babe, you are mature. Now, these guys, you see, he's talking about a religious guy here, who thought he knew. Say, Lord, man, I thank you. Can you imagine these guys? All of them don't know this thing. But I thank you, man, because because you are the place of wanting to learn. You put yourself in that space. You see that? Take me back to areas. No, Jacob, I mean. Let's see. Then Jacob awoke from what? You know it? Man, you better get. Because there are certain things that are disturbing you, yet they shouldn't be. Because you are not awakened to the reality of the Spirit of God. You see? That's why, you know, some of you have deceived yourselves. It could have come through prayer and fasting. I'll give you my short story. Someday the Lord awakened me to prayer and fasting. Those days I was like Peter, I'm joking. But that entire city, man. You guys need to be saved. Please, talk to your guys, man. She sit in the middle so that no one is fighting. Cause destruction. So the Lord awakened me to that life of prayer and fasting. I remember it was 24. Some of you have told some of these stories where he told me prayer and fast the entire weekend. For that thing. Do you know you can actually easily divert from that and then you can make that religious? No, for me the Lord told me to pray and fast for 21 days. But you know why I can pray and fast for 21 days? Okay. Jesus of Nazareth. You know, you can make it religious and then you fail on all those things. Yeah. Actually, that's why is it? I was going to bring this example before I forget it. Lord, is he the one or is the one? Let me go and pray first. The Lord shall what? And then you finish everything. So the guy comes and passes like this. Lord, you have to talk here. You have to talk here. You don't know. Or maybe the guys don't even appear. And then we're telling you, no, exactly this guy. No, prophet, for me the Lord has to speak. And all that. You see, but actually he's speaking. Can I show you how he actually speaks at some point? Yes. And most of you actually miss it. Yes. Most of you miss it. This one, you have to awake on it. You have to wake up on it. Give me Job what? Job 33 from verse 13. Job 33. Thank you, Jesus. Why do you contend with him? Give me where he says complaining. Because I see a lot of bad mouths. You remember bad mouth God? You should stop it. Where he says complain? I think it's a knife or something. Complain. Why do you complain to him? We can't even fast talk. You know why you complain? Because you don't know. You know, guys that fold whatever. Yeah? And then start flexing and all that. Yeah? Every man. Yeah? Every boy, okay. There you've stopped to think. Because you think the only last resort is what? Let me show him, man. Why is he up Kamaika Garo Kamjo? I'm speaking in what? In parables. Some of you. Yeah, some of you actually, what, you know, had the intention of what? Which the interesting what? Part and then man the thing. Why you didn't want to hear that? You man, are you married? Let me disorganize this thing. Raise your hands now. This is, why do you complain to him that he responds to no one's words? Okay, to no man's prayers. Is it? But God, why not? The moment actually you reach that place of God, why? You don't know something. There's a pressure that you have to awaken. You don't know it. So he says, then go down. Go down. For God does speak. Now one way, and now another. Meaning, all the times, anywhere, and anyhow. Thank you, Jesus. For God does speak now one way.
Yes.
So, this is the way God speaks. Actually, yes, you know, you hear these sentiments in churches. No, God has to answer. Prophet, don't but said no, yes, and yes. Okay. When the Lord tells you to wait, you will know. But until at some point the Lord, you're actually waiting on him, but yet actually is waiting on you.
Yes.
So you miss the mark. Doing things out of the season. That's what he said. When you miss out on this. I can cite examples here and there. I'm telling you. You see? So that thing the Lord awakened me to the praying kind of fasting. You know that habit, seeking it. You understand? And then, so for me, I thought it's going to be like that. Someday, I pray and fast, waiting for something. Because I think it's a job. But God didn't time plan fast. And you, the one who brought me what? You said, then I missed the market. You can make that religious. Even your best, your very best song. So this. Lord, I you see? And then it's not bringing the full energy that you want it to boost and produce. You see? For us, we are here to Shangri-La and what? Man, I said, no, Lord, Lord, Lord. So he says, for God does now one well, now another. Then he says, for no one perceives it. Now he is talking to a guy who is religious. Of course, if when you are awake, you will know, you perceive it. Remember, in the book of Isaiah as well, is it 40 something? 43, where he says that, but I'm doing a new thing. that isn't passing is because that treasure is asleep. I can cite examples here. A lot of them, because it's asleep. You don't know how to awaken it. And actually, the best way to awaken it is by staying conscious in the revelation of life, which in the beginning was the tree of life, which you call the consciousness of life, the path of life. You know those two were paths of life, paths, ways of life. Men chose to tread on it. So you tread on that, and then the Lord actually told them, you tread on that one, this is the repercussion. You tread on this one, this is what the children get. Then he said, but on this one you will die. Can you imagine the Lord is stealing exams for you? He would have put you, you are the mark. You see, however you came from dust, you be there. Say, no. On this one, you actually started to die. So don't tread on it. Remember where it says, that you know, I've said before you, life and death. Then he says, but choose life. He chooses, he's stealing, like, you know, exams. Can you imagine that? Now that's God. No matter he says, I'll never leave you for seconds. That's the way. Some of you have missed it. Why he says that I'll never leave you for seconds? Yeah? Is the way he tells you that I've said before you life and death, but choose life. You know what the beauty of you see something like that? Who's drinking water and sweating and what? My side room for shout. I can't wait, man. Sure. I'm waiting for your word. So for me, I'm doing that meanwhile. See who is actually going off here. But the prophet is laughing. So that she can get you in your inbox. Why are you talking like that? Why are you complaining? So he says, though no one has seen it, go down, go see it. But now I'm dying back. Jesus, in a dream. I ever said, but no, it was just a dream. It wasn't.
Yes.
But the weather good or bad, you see, those who are not just what? Let me talk at it.
Yes.
Friends have a lot of perceiving only that we cannot get that perceiving. I'm using the simplest language you can understand. See, in a dream, in a vision of the night. Yeah? In the vision of the night. Yeah? You see those two different. Someday we'll explain them. In the vision of the night. There are people here who dream almost every day. Yeah? You must actually encounter us in the spirit.
Yes.
In that dream.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Of course, not finishing food for you. We are giving you an instruction, and then after that, you still ask. The Lord has to. The Lord spoke here. No, for me, I'm waiting on the Lord. So how do you want to, you know the Lord's voice? It has come loud and clear. Potentially you are still stationed somewhere. You see. And to some of you, I don't, you know, most of the times I don't want to hurt you. There is someone here, I told that if it's of the Lord, he will go. And then he says, yeah, what? You see them trying a lot of things. Okay, let me not say. I spoke in a parable. So when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds. So for you to catch on what the Lord is saying, if you are awake to dreams and whatever, you're actually going to deep sleep. Let me mention something like that. Do you realize that, okay, it's two ways to sleep. Yeah? or every time you sleep, you are putting, every time you are awake, you put to sleep to something. You say, I'm not explaining that, Bill Gates. Software and then vaccines, no, I'm not. You see, that's why when you are sleeping, you see a whole spectrum of about 10 years. You understand?
Yes.
Literally, now when you are awake and walking, you can't see those things. Yeah?
Yeah.
You are distracted by my tattoos. Yeah. Now give you a rainbow. May the good Lord deliver us from suffering. 2017, I was with you. The guy parks there, the man who now is a driver. So you first finish. don't fight in my word. So, no. You see, even cars, you need to provoke certain things. At some point, actually, you provoke your game. I will not mention that again. In a dream, in a vision, or the night. Because I see a lot of stingy guys around. I love this thing. Your girlfriend, even. No. The last time I went there, you are waiting good things, man. You don't need half ways of getting away with certain things. Yeah. Because you said what seekers. The other road, Kirinyaga road. From seniors to Kirinyaga. Even you husband, wife, man. Let the person get used to beautiful things.
Yes.
Awaken the spirit of beauty.
Yes.
Yeah? There she will start to put on beautiful garments. You remember?
Yes.
You see? Why are you being so bad to the person's man?
Yes.
Yeah. Those are, I didn't say that. You see those lofty dreams?
Yes.
Do not stop.
Yes.
Look there, the consciousness of it. Somewhere, somehow, if you are really, really, really so taken up and consumed by it, something it opens up.
Yes.
Say, hey, okay. Yes. Oh, there was also another life like this.
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
I'm telling you. There was a day, I've said this a lot. There was a day 2018 there. I saw myself dead. But again, it had started in Juba 2016. The Lord told me, go and learn how to pray. And learn on a man, you go learn. So there was a guy there, remember the guy with the Karam Shabon car there? He said, teaching you to hear your own first step. You have manual cars. You have manual cars. You have what?
Money.
Manual cars, yes. Yeah, but now manual cars. What is the one? Japan. You see, No. Because you see, you can think so mathematical about God. Yeah. And then you miss the point. Yeah. 1 + 1 at some point that doesn't give you 2. Yeah. It gives you 1 million. Yeah. Meaning you get the 150 and then I just to soften the word. To be good on some people's hearts. So you see, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, go down. Then he says, he may speak in their ears. Yeah? And terrify them with words. Say, that can't wait, don't. Say, prophet. Because we go back, this is disturbing you. So he says, to turn them from wrongdoing. Yeah? Now, this wrongdoing is not really seen here. But trading on the wrong path. Because there you'll be doing wrong things. Now, that's revelation. Because you realize actually that you've actually annoyed God, annoyed God, annoyed God. But He gives you blessing, 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 blessing. So this is actually not really the wrongdoing you think. Yeah? This is actually to trade on the wrong path. When you trade on the wrong path, you will end up. It's like actually striking a cartel of a certain fiasco. If you're not awakened to certain things, how the Lord really speaks, you will miss it. Yeah? I hear that actually, you know, the way some people present themselves are actually not. I've said to you this about this. Sometimes I'm actually in restaurants and these big hotels and what. So you think everyone sitting is actually impossible. I mean, when you zoom into them, actually, sometimes when I zoom into them like this, I look at them like this intently for about 5 seconds. You see them actually trying to shift. Yeah? Shift places, or some of them pretend they are going to the washroom and all that, and then they don't come back because they don't want to be noticed. I've done that many, many times. I can't mention places. I'm telling you the truth. You look, this one here. And some of you have actually done that. Only that actually you've done it, but you are not aware. Now I'm not now telling you to gossip. Don't be okay to that. You. And keep them from their pride. From pride. Now here pride is a thing who should tell you. No, don't listen. That guy is a false guy. What do you think? What are you doing in false? You know, that's actually how you limit God. By really digging deep. You remember when we started? Eh? Digging deep into demon, how a demon comes, how a demon attacks you, how the devil comes, how the devil speaks. You know, some guys speak like, you see, they start to speak and no life. You see, no life at all. You meet actually those guys, they are just negative everywhere. Negative, negative. Try to cut this. No. You see, they won't give you that. Hallelujah. Go back to Jacob. Thank you, Jesus. Jacob. Then Jacob can walk. Now, Jacob is you now. Put your name there. I walk from his sleep. I didn't explain much about that sleep. Sometimes, you know, I see some guys here. Some guys really sleep. Sleepers. You know, at some point, actually, you know, it's actually what you tell the body. You know, when you are dozing and all that, you don't have the stamina yet. You see? And it's so easy for some, you miss out on certain things. Imagine if John, James, and Peter had actually gone to watch with the Lord. You know, you read even that which came as a cloud and covered them. And then you are mesmerized and all that. What about if they are actually going to watch with you? Okay, you guys. Some of you are very good. What about if they had actually gone with him? Because you know the man comes down and says, wouldn't you wait a minute for a second? Okay, to some of you, wouldn't you even make that revelation stay for a week? This revelation today? You see it? Then you go there, your boyfriends disorganize you, your fathers, and you're like, prophet, yeah, and you're like, what's that? So, but no, do something, prophet. No, you are not awake. And you see, you are not any different from Elijah. Remember that scripture? You see? So, at some point when you sleep like the deep sleep, physical sleep, you are actually awake in the spirit. That's why I said you can easily see all these things. In a twinkling like this, you see a lot of things. Then you wake up, you look at the time, you sleep for an hour. But I've actually seen a lot of things. I've actually been to America, been to Australia. You go to America and see the world. You go why? In a twinkling, then you are back. But of course, that also would mean. Give me John 8, I guess. I'll show it to you in a minute. Then also, the other thing happens. Some of us, when you guys are sleeping, okay, at some point when you are awake in body, alarm goes off and all that. Then at some point, actually, you are sleeping. Let me get it for you. John 8, give me where it says that I've come so that those who are blind may see, and those who are seen may be blind. The Lord didn't contradict himself. For a day when you get these things in splits of seconds like this, it needs training. John 8, John what? It's John 8, yes. Yeah. Is it? John 10, I've come so that those who are seeing may be blind, and those who are blind may see. Judgment meaning a separation.
Yes.
Not the way you think. Yeah, God is judging me. I went yesterday there. I spent 2 hours there. So did you put your shoes inside there? Now I've got you. It's not that judgment. Some people, I said, from the gospel. For judgment have come into this world. Notice, does it say I? They are different. That those who do not see may see. Yeah? That those who are not awake. Be awake. That's the translation. And that those who see may be made blind. Now, this case, especially the last statement, the guys who are thinking that they can't see it, these are guys that have actually taken on the revelations of this world and it's not mounting to anything. And it's coming to say that now, and also those guys, I want to put that thing to sleep. So that they are awake here. You guys get it?
Yes.
Some of you have actually been to places, counseling and guidance about marriage. Some of them are foreign guys. Not all of them, but some of them are foreign guys. Actually, most of them. So actually, they are making you what? Blind.
Okay.
You just get it. So you see, I've come so that you know who do not see may see. When you are not awakened to the revelation of God, so that actually you are now awake. Yeah? You get it. Now it's actually now the translation. You can be awake in the spirit. I mean, in the spirit, but in body you are what? You are sleeping. But actually, you can be asleep. Yeah. But okay, on this side actually you are very, very much awake. You understand? So that's why that which you are able to see in the dream, you can't see it in during the day. Because actually you are so much awake to things that don't add up. Yeah? Imagine the minister coming here. Yeah? Okay, I'm not raising it because some people are watching. But now the vote with the Imanadu doubt some. Yeah. So the guy comes and is awake to the Matatu guy. Can you imagine? My 50 book said, no, I what? Did you even transport to me back? So it's not that important. I felt so bad. So the guy will come here and they are asleep to the revelation of God and they are so much awake to the doubt.
Yeah.
Now you've got it. How I pray today is my prayer today and for the rest of the day so that you are awakened to certain things here. You see, the reason as to why, like how we started the Holy Ghost, started by saying that you want this, but actually it can't come. Now this and what? It can't come. Because there's not that daring spirit. You are not awakened. You know, in the level or at the level at which you should be. You're not awakened. So it's just, you know, Adrian has gone through. You see, remain in the same place, what those things. Yeah? You know, you can be actually ministering in Kibra, yeah? But actually, we're staying in London. I've said that. Nobody said, no, I have to be like them. No! We have to see the difference. For example, if let's say you found a, you know, an evangelist dressed up like this on the street, and then a rough shackled guy somewhere, yeah? Who are you going to listen to? They are not telling you good news. Jesus, but when you look at you, you are not saved. There are certain places which he has not saved. You see salvation? It is beyond you bearing the Christian name that are many years. You see, it is different. We have actually salvation, real salvation. Is actually when we see that in blood, he saved you. Certain things might come. Try to impress themselves on you, lucky and whatever, but actually, somehow you come out.
Yes.
Somehow you come out.
Yes.
If you stay there, what? Then there is no salvation. Actually, that's what really salvation means. Jesus brought salvation. Salvation for anything and to anything.
Yes.
You guys get it. Not salvation just to make, you know, to. You know, stop you from lying and not that salvation. When you look at your house map, you see
it.
Big houses.
Yes.
I keep on mentioning that to awaken you to that dream.
Yes.
But some people are still no. Our brother, for as long as God knows me, so I don't accept him. I'm so stupid, right? So stupid. But what? As long as I'm breathing. Sometimes I'm breathing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God because I'm breathing. Other people are breathing. Just look at this. Now they picked up stones and wanted to stone the prophet. That's not a testimony. Because some people are breathing, some people are not breathing. What? So speed up. Some people are what? Dying. Because of my breath, breathing. The breath you are thinking of is actually here. I'm telling you. There's another breath you need to take on and to breathe in. You see? The Spirit is telling me this. Especially you who are working in some place, official, what? That is official. You can really create, you can be. Remember what we said? That, about, the weather focus. You can actually be the determinant of your weather focus there. Mm. Yeah? I'm talking about the work atmosphere.
Yes.
You hear something. This Indian guy, he has been, I feel him is like a stone in the shoe. Tomorrow you come, what? Yeah. See? Pain in the neck. Then you try to create the atmosphere. Engage. The revelation of God. You might try it and then it's not working. Yeah? Don't give up. Continue constructing it. Continue until it becomes. You see, we have a lot of casual laborers in the kingdom. Just 1 month you give up. What about we bring a guy to be a custodian in your shoe for three and a half years? Yeah? It's actually in church where people run so fast. Okay, not run so fast, but they give up so easily. I feel like giving up. You know what, normally I tell them, give up. And you see. I'm a funny prophet, right? I'm telling you. Because actually, when I tell them that you give up, actually, now they are weak. Where is this man telling me to? no, brother. Okay, you tell me what to do. Then they are weak. Is it? You want to give up? Yeah, oh yeah. So you think that I'll beat me, what? No. Consoler. The Holy Ghost is not a consoler.
No.
What he says to be a comforter doesn't necessarily console. It's actually, to comfort you is to remove you from that place to this place. Then you receive comfort.
Yes.
You see, No, the Holy Spirit will comfort you. Now you see, you enter that kind of, worldly kind of thing. Yeah, comfort. You know that scripture. It says, comfort ye. You see it? I think it's Isaiah 40 or something. Comfort ye. It's not actually not this console. How are you feeling? No, don't just. Even when you go to a man of God who wants. Sure, I want. And then you wake up, some guys slap the demon out. Maybe it works at some point. But you see, now people have actually turned into the religion. But I was not prepared for a slap here. See, comfort. Yes, comfort. Somebody says, comfort ye. Comfort my people, says your God. Comfort ye, my people, says your God. So this is actually not the usual consoling, counseling, and guidance. Yeah, I repeat, counseling and
guidance.
You realize actually some of those guys actually are guiding you to some weird place. Yeah? And you see, these are the Lamb's company. Yeah? Please don't get into that nonsense. Yeah? Actually, that scripture, misery loves company. I think it's in the book of Proverbs. You see, you realize that actually, even in school, yeah, I refuse those things. How would I got that revelation? Where you don't know mathematics, you sit with chaps who do not know anything. So you start hating on a guy who knows mathematics. And boy, you see, all of you have actually been there. You will tell the guy puts up the hand and then he what? So. Also for us, we shall go to heaven. Now, mathematics are heaven. And then until you find some guys, but we are sitting in heaven. Meaning, yeah? Man, you chaps that are around you, man, eh? The same guy is what? I know some of you have properties in Gidura. Eh? Okay, you know the rams I use Gidura in the what? Eh? The place there. Eh? You know. Prophet, where have you reached? Uh-huh. What do you see? Hey, I love the book who's there, they are not. Man, I think it's UCLA, man. Boy, down the river, where the road is, they down the river. You see it? So you are poor, eh? Poor, not, you know, poverty is beyond just dying. What do you call actually poor? Eh? Something again I will explain it to you. Eh? I will impart it in you. Where it says that, you know, remember, those who are poor are the spirit. Eh? In the spirit. Some years have we got from what from misunderstanding. I mean wrong understanding. You see? So let's say you don't know something. You know there's a guy who knows it. Why are you fasting? Not with a guy. You see,
yeah.
Why let him on the guy? Let him do the match. You know, he has some skill in you and all that. But again, you have to be open.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, story of my life. This prophetic actually started in Brazil. For sure. This is 2015. Because 27 years, they are not that old. You know, some of them so much caught up in birthdays. The day you actually stop counting birthdays. But the mind birthday is coming, you see. You are better than your office. I didn't even tell you. I'm talking about guys who are so much boyfriends. Girlfriends to boyfriends. Back it, eh? Sit there. And then the thing comes and the guy has forgotten. God, is this the right guy or what? How can he want? No, he's the right guy only he's forgotten. So, for me, I'm just there to think about what? At 12 a.m. I guess you should wake up. I woke up. But also, it's good to remember.
Yes.
It gives you 20 something.
Yes.
But to the girls, I'm saying, if you forget,
peace.
The revelation of oh, in poverty and what? How are you at what? Till death do you know? So you believe in death? See? Till death, that's what? So to you, according to you, you see they think of this physical and all that. Now those are non-believers. No wonder it says, do not mourn like non-believers. Because to them, the physical person, the physical body, not the person. To them, me, you see? So it's good. You know what? You see? You see? You guys get it?
Yes.
So in poverty, and in what? So where in the Bible do those two mix? The Lord says, I increase you, I multiply you, I whatever. I preserve you. I what? So, some guy now, okay, in the process, poverty might. Why are you so concerned about the poverty coming? Now you see the separation? Now that's the separation. You see it? What do they say? Sickness and what? So you see how you're mixing up things. For some reason, you are living healthy, and it's sickness. Somehow you can't avoid it. You see now your revelation actually turns over. Right? I think you are walking like that guy for some reason. You see that? Don't allow it. So again, now, you know, back to Brazil. I had to sit down. And this is why this couple was saying. I realized that I didn't know a lot of things. Then I was actually mature in age at the vessel. Yeah? But you see, in age I was mature. I'm saying in age I was mature, but a baby in revelation. Actually, in as far as the revelation of God was concerned, yeah, or is concerned, I was just, I didn't know these things. So you can actually say, no, but I'm going to churches more times than him. Until now, you reach a religious guy, and then they have to remind you, eh? That, you know how many years I've preached? I've met a lot of them. Then for me, I don't come to you. Remember, Paul? I don't come to you like that. But I come so that actually something can be. But please review me for it. You see? He says, I do not come, as we end. He says, I do not come to you with the eloquence of speech, with mathematics. And then you see these things that can have crippled in the church. He says, not got it. Which Pentium is that, first of all? Which Pentium is that? You know Pentium? Which Pentium is that? To mean speed, eh? Yeah? Which one is it? Yeah? Yeah? So is it quick or what? Or is it slow? Eh? Then we need another one. Because you can be here pinning the guy, moving like this. And for him, he's in the other vessel. No, you're not getting me. This is, and I, brethren, when I came, a few minutes ago, he says, I did not come with excellence of speech. Somebody says, eloquence of speech. Where things are adding up, but why did it? Where is that a big Bible? Praise the Lord today. Say you are born again. I am born again. This is my Bible. Hey. Okay, yeah? Of course we know it. It's the Bible. That's why they came with it. He says, what are what? We have to realize something. Until we have some guys bragging that they've actually read it from Genesis to what? But they don't look it. And here we're trying to demonstrate that thing, both in body and spirit. You see, And you are jealous here. You know what causes jealousy? It's not poor, poor. It's poor, rich. Now they're poor. That's why they don't say, the Spirit of God says that they're rich all over them. They are. We'll go to this. So he says, and so it was with the brothers and sisters. Now we are brothers and sisters. It's not really saying, Prophet, you are my brother. Remember that lady? I'm younger than Howard. Then I knew my this other investor here. It's not getting anywhere. I bought Dawa there, what? To meet Peter more, to meet Peter to go here. When I came to you, as we get there, to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom. A lot of places of worship preach human wisdom. I think people get chairs and what? Then we are here. People remain the same and what? You see, then he says, wisdom, and as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God, what do you know the testimony of God? Because it can be as a testimony. No, that's not it. You see, you guys get it.
Yes.
We do not come here to say eloquence of speech. Hallelujah. We do not come here, and I hope that you catch on to something different. It's not the eloquence of speech. It's not the human wisdom. It's not it. It's not the thing. And so it was with him. Mark that statement. And so it was with him. So he's not coming empty. He's not coming with books of sermons. Where are you? I'm looking for my notes. But here the Holy Spirit is saying something. No, sir. I've written it just tonight. I don't want to forget. I'm going to get to their glasses. But what is in your heart? So meaning it was by notes. Scientific kind of ministration. Yeah? I know it has disturbed most of you, especially the new guys. Okay, where's the pulpit? Where is the pulpit? Where? Is this guy a preacher? I think he's a charlatan here. He's a guy that they told us they steal people's money. Now you come to his place like this. So what is actually consuming you is stealing. You see how you miss the man. Okay, then that's right. So you are there scrutinizing what, yeah, what. So you are seeing what. Let me tell you, the Lord will pass and then you miss him. Just like actually he came through the earthquake. With who? With Elijah. I've tricked most of you. You see, maybe we should end with that. Who was in the earthquake? Because scripture says, and the Lord wasn't. So it was a devil. But if I told you it was the Lord, so you mean the Lord here was contradicting himself. You get it for us. After the earthquake came the fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. Meaning that concerning or according to the attunement of the Spirit of God trying to relate to him in that moment, he's disconnected. So he's the dead, it's not there. You see, We come to you in the dream and say, it was just a dream. You say, the attunement, the awakenment, if that word appears, the awakeness, obviously, is disconnected. And then see, yeah? The Lord said, go out. You see this, the Lord giving him instructions where he would actually meet him. He didn't tell him, go to that place, yet actually the Lord is in the other place. No, he comes in the earthquake, but the guy can't see him. Do you know what was going on in Anis' heart? Yeah? Yuri was actually still thinking about the text message from Jezebel. You read the story, you will understand it. The woman said, I'm going to kill you. But this guy, moments before he had called down the fire. So here we come to him. In the language he understands, fire. But you see, because something on the side of him is not awakened, he's awakened to just being killed and dying and all that. So that head is suffocated. Now the revelation of God, even actually when we came with the fire, he didn't. Do you guys get it?
Yes.
A text message. I've checked you. Okay, it doesn't come direct like that. But Jezebel was direct. They don't even say it's wrong. Yeah? or it's better face to face. And then you see them kissing their face. Lakini. When you hear Lakini, sa, what? Yanis, there is something. Man, wake up. Man, wake up. So the Lord say, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord. So the Lord was there. This mountain can actually be a place. Yeah? This mountain can actually be, any other place where the Lord has actually instructed you to be here in that particular time and moment. Yeah? For the Lord is about to pass by. Yeah? Now this passing by is not the Lord now. Have you seen him? Is they dressed up in the white cars with their clothes? And then putting on rubber what? Shoes. From tires. You can't imagine the wrong way. So if the Lord does not appear like that in the picture or in the movie, then it's not Jesus. Do you know how he looks like? He is elevated and glorified. You see? You guys still think, okay, maybe for another day. You see, now this passing by is the visitation. That the Lord is about to visit you. The Lord is about to visit you, passing by. Not really the passing by. I passed there and here. You missed the matatu. You missed. It's not that. You see? So he says, now here the passing by, he was expecting him to be in the same attunement, just like it was in the day of Jacob, when he was sleeping in that place, but he did not actually that the Lord was there. So when now he gets the true attunement, and then he wakes up and then he sees him there, he sees all these manifestations, then he sees, this is actually the Lord. Can you imagine how I've actually been attending this fellowship and I didn't know? Kumbe, this is the trick. You see that?
Yes.
Certain things we think, we can just follow us and we walk with you like this. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains. The Lord is using the language that he used against those bad guys. You see, this wasn't a new thing to him. Are you aware? You remember? So he says, mountains, and tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. Before the devil. Now, do you guys get the language here? Was it before the devil? You see, then he says that you know before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. In as far as the attunement of Elijah and the wind were concerned, them being compatible, they were separate. You see, you know what is going on still? Hey, now what if Jezebel finds me here? Now if the landlord passes by? You see, the attunement is totally wrong. But then you realize that now when you come to the understanding of how the Lord looks at things, the girl just looks at you, hello?
Yes.
Did you eat? But if you don't have meat, I have some meat. Elijah, 3 months. There is grace. There was grace, but the man couldn't see. Happening after happening. Then we came to see. Now we have to calm down. Then we have to calm him down to cool down the arguments and the wars and battles going on in his heart. Just through a text message from Jezebel. That today, one of you, Aki Leo. It's either you or me. Come on in. And the woman is doing it for me. Better I go hide. Now you see, now he enters the place of even hiding. Way before he had actually come to confront that thing, to confront it actually from above. From the highest places, the first family, so to say. So he has come again to crush down that religious kind of thing. But now he's actually now going into hiding. Now the Lord, see where the Lord, the instruction again. We might actually not even go back again to that. You know what the still small voice was telling him? Go back to Jezebel. Go back. Now imagine this. Some of you are not fearful. I pray that you learn the spirit of provoking certain things into existence. You get it. So it's a very deep lesson here to learn. So it wasn't the devil in those things. It was just really the Lord trying to provoke him on this and this, but actually you couldn't see him. Hallelujah. I think we shall prophesy next time. Thank you, Jesus. We shall prophesy next time. Then I'll also tell you the occurrences of this nation as time goes on. Because some of you are politically inclined. You see, I don't know whether I will say it or what, but it's very good stuff. Very good stuff. But you see, we have not stopped to see it. Yeah? You know, some of you there, yeah, what? No. Elisha, yeah? As for the common narrative, they declared him dead. Elisha. Now, here's the question. Was that guy really dead? When we see a group of people running from a certain war, and then a dead guy, enters his grave, and then he comes back alive. So was Elisha dead? The anointing continued to operate. Death as death, it is not when you collapse and stop breathing. No. Do you realize that the Lord told Adam that once you pass on this, once you tread on this path, you will certainly die. Did that man die immediately? Meaning that there were things that he continually got acquainted. Now it was actually those things that killed him. It can be a business, and the business is actually experiencing death and not death. Meaning that it's wrought, driven or whatever, or on wrong revelations. So then it starts to now experience what? Death. You understand? So it's not actually. I've always told you that you are not a lamp of flesh. You are not a lamp of flesh that oxygen runs out of you and then it collapses and dies. That's not it. You see that? And until you confront that thing, you will actually think that, yes, oh, I just... No, it's not it. You get it? That's actually why they say marriage is the experience. And then people don't know. Do you know how they experience it? Because actually they are riding on wrong revelations. You see it? You get it? So from there, so from there, what does this one? No, I tell people, it will actually happen. Because I see the future and I see my brands, I see that. But of course, if some of you come to me or come to us, like all you want to face, want to see that earthen vessel, and then you miss out on the treasure, then you go back with the earthen vessel revelation at the brotherly kind of level. From today I pray that you seek the treasure. Yeah? Please don't seek. So what? But you see what? You know those things. The anointing will always be there. It's actually up to the man that carries it to trigger it. You see, most times we come here and we don't want to prophesy. But some of you get to us and then you provoke us somehow. Not so many, just 1, 2, 3 people. You see, how I pray that you trigger yourself in that thing called the treasure, that anointing. You understand? Hallelujah. Let's pray that.
We are such a nation, mighty privilege to hear the voice and know the heart of God through our father, Prophet Ronnie Kabwama. Purpose, to follow us on all our social media platforms at Prophet Ronnie Kabwama and at limitlessworship.ke. Join us this and every Friday at Limitless Worship Fellowship. Come, let us be in one accord as we experience a glory like no other.